looking at Siman Shin Mem Hey. First Siman. Sif Zion, which is on page 392. Okay. Is Rishus Rabim? What is the definition of Rishus Rabim? So a person can't carry Rishus Rabim before Amos. A person cannot carry from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabim. We have to know what's the definition of Rishus Rabim. What's very relevant for us is you can't make an Erev around the Rishus Rabim. The Erev only works around the Carmelis. But if it's Rishus Rabim, the Erev does not work. You would have to put actual doors. Okay, so what is called Rishus Rabim? So Rechavos, you have roads, streets, Ushvokim, or marketplaces. Rechavim Tesainamu, which are 16 amas wide. So this machlok is how wide an amah is, but we'll, since we're dealing over here with the question of the raisa, you have to be machmer. This way, over here being machmer, is that it's smaller. So the smallest shear is about, would be about 24 feet wide. So a three-lane street, by definition, is going to be 24 feet wide. But you don't just look at the street, you count the sidewalk also. Because it's also a place where people are going. So between the sidewalk, you start measuring from the sidewalk across the street to the other sidewalk, you have definitely 24 feet. The one issue which the place I'm talking about is if you have a tree lawn between the sidewalk and the street. Does that act as a separation? Because since people don't walk on the tree lawn, so it separates the sidewalk from the street, and if we look at the street independently, the sidewalk is definitely not wide enough, and the street is you know, it is or it isn't, but it's calculated separately from the sidewalks. Okay, so you have a sidewalk which is like in a more urbanized area, so the sidewalk immediately abuts to the street, so that you measure from side all the way across. But in the case you have more residential, you have a tree lawn, so then we can ignore the sidewalk because of the tree lawn in the middle. So you measure it at 16 amas wide. Vedim makarim, there can't be any type of roof on top. They're not walled. However, it means if you have a walled city, so theoretically the streets are not Rishus Sarapim, but that's not necessarily true. Even if there is a wall, if there's an access point into the city, obviously, and there's an exit point from the city, so if there's two shorim that you can go in one and go out the other, and this road is straight from one shar to the other shar, it goes straight across. So the fact that there's walls around the city doesn't help it because it goes straight through from one shar to the other. If you have a walled city, there's a gate here, and there's a road which goes like this. So the fact that there's walls doesn't make a difference. This goes straight from one shard to the other shard. And that's only true if this gate isn't closed at nighttime. But even if it goes straight from shard to shard, but if there's doors on it, like in the old days, they would have doors on your, you have a walled city, there'd be a gate. So if they close the gate at nighttime, that takes away the status of Rishus Rabim. Okay, have Rishus Rabim. These are all defining elements of Rishus Rabim. So it has to be 16 amas wide, no roof, it's not walled, or alternatively, if it is walled, but if the road is straight, from shar to shar. Okay. Now, next page. V'yesh oimrim shekol she'en shishim riboy oivrim boy b'chol yoim en rishus rabim. Some then add that there's another requirement. You need 600,000 people traveling on this road to make a rishus rabim. And not only do you need to see 600,000 people traveling on the road, it has to be b'chol yom. So according to that, you basically we have no such thing as Rishus Rabim, because how many roads do we have which have 600,000 people traveling on them on a daily basis? Now, the Shulchan Aruch presents it as a Yesh Omer, which means he presents the first statement as stam, which means that's his accept, that's what he accepts as the basic, the main opinion. And he brings a secondary opinion. The secondary opinion, of course, is not something to sneeze at. It's Rashi, Tosfos, and a Bahag. But it's not mentioned in the Rosh. It's not mentioned in the Rif. It's not mentioned in the Rambam. So he doesn't ignore it. The Bar Gaila says that the Rosh seems to support the opinion of Rashi. The Rambam does not mention it. That neither the Ramban, the Rashba, etc., hold like that either. So it's a big machlokes. Whether you, but that makes a tremendous difference. Our streets, the average width of a lane is 8 to 10 feet. So, you have two lanes plus a little bit of, you have a sidewalk. You have three lanes. You have 16 amos wide. Our kol is according to the Shulchan Aruch, our kol is Rishus Rab. 16 amos wide. Right? There's no wall around it. No roof on top of it. It's Rishus Rab. Okay, so you can't make an Erev. End the conversation. You can't make an error on University Boulevard or on Route 29. You know, it doesn't exist. According to the second opinion, there's no 600,000 people, so you can make it. It's not a Rosh Hashanah, but you can make an error around it. So what do we do? Now the Shulchan Aruch comes along and adds another level of. It says B'chol Yom. Now, if you look at Rashi, Rashi does not mention B'chol Yom. Rashi mentions 600,000 people using it. Rashi does not give a time period, time frame. Right? I mean, it's made for the travel of a large amount of people, and that might mean over a period of a week. You know, Rashi doesn't give a time frame. Shulchan Aruch adds this time frame of B'chol Yom, and the Mishabur is going to point out that he did not find any one of the Rishonim who says B'chol Yom. So let's see the Mishabur is. Okay, Sifkat and Yud Zayin. Now the Yitzhak is a very important sif cotton, it's very short. With the Rochim Shaivrim ear to ear, roads which travel from one city to the next. This is mentioned by Rashi and by the Rambam. So the way we understand it means that the highways which are made to travel from city to city by definition have a din of Rishon Sarab, assuming they have even though there's no requirement of 600,000. They're made, their function is to transport people from place to place, as opposed to the streets in the city, which have a dual function of a person getting from, you know, it's not made for major travel. He walks out his door, takes care of something, goes back inside, etc. So it's a different type of function, a local streets than you have highways. So because of this is a Rashi, which the Magen Rom accepts it, etc. We don't make an error around interstates. That's why we don't make error around interstates. So we'll see the motion over here, the error stops by the beltway. So the beltway is made to feed into 95, etc. So it's part of that system, which is made, we go from city to city. So the Kemal error ends by the beltway, and the Woodside Arab stars by the beltway on the other side, but we can't combine the two. Now, what they have discussed doing is you can combine the two under on an underpass, because that part you're not making an Arab on that which is above. If you make, you can connect the two under an underpass, I think. I know there was plans of doing it. I'm not sure whether they did it the Maisa, but they know we were talking about it recently. That did connecting the two Erev. You can connect them by the trail. Trail goes under the beltway next to the hospital. So the Erev, both Erev stop right there. They're right there, both of them. So it just makes some on underpass. It just makes some lechis underneath and connect the two. But you can't. We don't make an error around an interstate. Yudkes or Rechavim Tesayin Amu. Where do you get 16 amos from? The Afinam Adigle Midbar. We learn this out from all of the Hilchos Shabbos is derived from what they did in the Midbar with the Mishkan. When they traveled carrying the Mishkan. Chazal make a calculation that the path that they used was 16 amas wide. Shemakim Hilcha Agolus, the path which they used were the wagons, which carried the crushing of the Mishkan, which carried the boards which comprised the Mishkan, Maxik Tezai number were 16 amas wide. Okay. Volcano im hoye pochos mizeh ashir en rishis surabim in a Torah ela karmelis. And therefore, if the width of the road is less than that, it's not rishis surabim, remains halachically a karmelis, which is only derabanan. Now, we don't discuss how long. It has to be 16 amas wide for how long. Right? Okay, I have a road which is 16 amas wide for 1 foot, so it's 16 amas wide, but it's only 1 foot. You know, is that called rishis surabim for that 1 foot, rishis surabim? So the tour, it seems to say it's 16 amas by 16 amas. So, if for a distance of 16 amas, it's 16 amas wide, that area becomes Rosh Hashanah. So, if a road all of a sudden widens out for a moment and it gets narrow again, that, you know, that's not a problem. Unless that width, that area which it widens out, lasts for 24 feet. Yutes, Venom Bakarim. There weren't roofs on top of the pit that they took in when they were traveling in the Midbar. And he adds, even if there's walls, but if it's mafulish mishar l'shar, it goes directly from one shar to the other. Pirish shashorim mechubonim zeken agazet. The two gates are set up one opposite the other. So we're going to give it the chumrah of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim for all purposes. Okay. So the Bir Halacha, what he deals with, if at some point in time, so let's say the gate is 10 feet wide. The other gate is still 10 feet wide. But meanwhile, the road is wider. Or let's say the gate is 16 amas wide. The other gate is 16 amas wide. So the road comes through 16 amas wide, and it goes 24 feet wide. At some point, the road widens out. So and then it gets narrow again and goes to the other gate. So that's all called Rosh Hashanah. You know, because the road is mafulish mishar l'shar, and it's all part of that road now. Even though part this lane itself doesn't continue through the next gate because there's no room for it, and it has to narrow out again. Now, it's a question like this. Once you have that road is considered Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, so the roads which connect to it, they're 16 amas wide, do we look at them as being a Mavui or a Carmelis or are they considered now part of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? Because the traffic flows off of them, or not. So that's going to be the assumption is that yes, that would be making the other areas Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. It's based on a Rambam. The Rambam says that in the Midbar they had this road which they traveled on, which is 16 amas wide. But we also assume the other anything was 16 amas wide throughout the camp got it in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim because they were all flowing off of the main road.
The ancillary roads don't have the 16 amos wide.
No, they have to be 16 amos wide to be kishas rabbi, but they're not mefulish mishar l'shar.
Okay.
Right. So the Rambam says even the if you would have the midbor space, so they carved out a road, but there was a space next to it which was midbor, but now it's people would veer off the path and go into that. So that's all considered part of the kishas rabbi. Okay. Vendel says some nulus but khafal. Vendel is achas nulus but I land come some shit some dumb shit bursa cotton vav. Maybe is it enough to shut one door? Khafez in the ulus. So the language it says over here is closed. Meloshin zemash with the melohoya ni ulus mamish. They actually have to close. I'll be shuruyas linol, even though they could theoretically could be closed. There are doors there. That's not enough. You have to actually close them. Just being able to close is not enough. It has to be closed. There's two opinions over there. That's true. Now, the Shita holds it has to be closed. So how often does it have to be closed? It has to be closed every single night. Right, so then, in Samat Aled, he brought two Shitas about that. And he brings an opinion, he says maybe even if it's not closed, but since they're able to close, that's good enough. I'm sure whether it raises the question we'll see in the Berloch over here that, you know, so, why are we making on our cities? Because the first sheet that says that the only way you're going to make it not as just a rabbi is by closing the doors every Belila, which Meshasta means every night. Rashi's lashon is that it was closed every night. Yeah. Okay. This opinion holds. Regards to this point also, it has to be comparable to the Digle Midbor. Where there were 600,000. Why 600,000? If you make your calculation, it was much more than 600,000, because you had the Erev Rav, you had the women, you had the children. Under the age of 20. So Lachashin and Elamasha Nimsa because of Beferish. But we don't know an exact number for that. The Torah gave us a number of 600,000. So we're going to assume that's the number we're supposed to use. That's the number we know that was in the Midbar. Now, flip it around. Ramosha discusses the question. So, okay, when I say now that we have 600,000, do I define that as men over the age of 20? Maybe now also, so listen, if you have 600,000 men, do I count women and children? My city, there's a population of 1 million people, and everybody uses this road, but that includes women and children, right? So, so we don't say that. We assume that women and children count for this halacha. Now, Lenin Alacha, in regards to Alacha Lamaisa, Midasa Machaber, the cost of Deya Zoy, Rak, Bashem, Yasharman. The Shulchan Aruch presents this second opinion as a Yasharman that some say, whereas the first opinion, who doesn't require it, he presents it as without any attribution, which we assume that that's the assumed position of the Shulchan Aruch. Master the Loch of the Kate. That even the Kate of the Shulchan Aruch does not hold like that. And therefore, according to the Shulchan Aruch, really we should, you know, the, making a, what we'd call an area around the city becomes much very problematic. So we cannot protest to prevent people from relying on the second opinion. This opinion is not the opinion of just one individual person. It's many of the primary sources of halacha hold like that. And many of the Achronim accept that point. The Shaar HaTzion says that who's that? That's the Magen Avraham of the Taz. So, in general, when we're learning halachas, and you have that both the Taz and the Magen Avraham, which are the two primary commentaries of the Shulchan Aruch, both agree to position X, that's going to be the accepted halacha. So you have the Magen Avraham and the Taz both saying that we pass them like this Yesh Arim, and which is relevant for us, that means that we don't have Rishus Rabim. In the vast majority of cases, so that Mr. Bibur says we should accept that. So a person who wants to be a Baal Nefesh should be Machmer. He should Machmer for himself. He shouldn't impose his position on the community. So Mishin Samadal, he raises the question, he raises the same question, how do we do it in our cities? And he raises, but he says the losses would work. Then you get involved in how often they have to close the losses, how long they have to be shut for. That's one that he raises. The Bir Lachah, the question: maybe we can make a Sisa Pesach around Rosh Hashanah. Maybe it would work. So the correct way of putting it is: to make a Sisa Pesach around Rosh Hashanah. But there's a concept in Lachah called Rabim Boikim Boy. If I have a barrier,
it's like there's steam.
Right. So which the flow, it does not impede the flow of traffic. The more discussed the case was the case of the Pasi B'Rose. You had in that they would make around the well, which was in the middle of the road. You had the road, you had the well in the middle of the road, and they were, so the flow of traffic went around the well, and they put up these posts in the four corners around it to act as a wall around the well. So the more it brings a machlokes to the hud of the chachamim, if that's going to be take it status down from Rishus Rabim to Rishus Yochid. Therefore, you can draw the water out of the well, which was the well was Rishus Yochid, because it was large enough to be considered Rishus Yochid. Can you draw water out of the well to take it out to drink? Well, I made these posts in the corners, and I sort of like close it off a little bit, but there's still flow of traffic. So more so, that's the problem with Rabin Boykin. But so it's a machlok is how we paskin. So that's in a case where you have actual walls. So now, what about Sursa Pesach? Sursa Pesach, there's no actual wall, there's just these four posts with a string on top. Does everybody agree over there that the flow of traffic will be moved out to Rishus Rabim? So not everybody agrees to that. So there is an opinion which says the Rishus Yochid, the Din of Sursa Pesach. So will the Rabban Boykin be moved out to the Din of Sursa Pesach? So he brings over there, Machlokes. So first of all, Rav Price, first question is, do we pass on the Kippur Yehuda holds Rabban Boykin is a problem? Because Chama holds it's not. So Chama said, we have no need to redirect the traffic, the flow of traffic, around our enclosure around the well. We're allowed to have the flow of traffic go through the middle, and it's not a problem. So they don't hold the Rabban Boykin. Rabbi Yehuda does. But Rav Price can pass on the Kippur Yehuda. That's, and then the next question is, do we say that Rabban Boykin was Mavatl Tzuras HaPesach? That's the Bir Lachah within Shisham Dal, which we have to look at. Let's just finish up one more piece from the...
Was Rabbi Yehuda who said the Yisela candle that started?
Correct, you got it. All the Rishonim who mention this idea of 600,000, Rashi, Tosfos, etc., do not mention daily. There should be common there 600,000. So Rosh is going to understand that the definition of 600,000 doesn't necessarily mean in any given street there's 600,000, but if in the area which this road travels through there are 600,000 people, so that's what the area contains. So then the road, which is 600 amos wide, is a shasarab. So if you take it, it's, well, how much? What's the area you define it by? You define it by the measure of the Diglei Midbar. So if I stake out an area which is 9 miles by 9 miles, which that was the size of the encampment in the Midbar. And I tell you, there's 600,000 people in that area. Then any road which is 600,000, which is 16 amos wide, is a shasarab. She says you can't make an area around Brooklyn because you have that amount of people in 9 miles by 9 miles. So then every road which is 16 amos wide, which is basically any street in Brooklyn, is considered a shasarab according to Moshe. So it's impossible to make a rely on a source of Pesach around that. But the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is overim by not enough that it's motzi there, but it's traveling on it b'chol yom that you don't have. So the people which are being makel are not understanding that it's motzi there. It just means that it's actually traveling, which makes it a whole different story. We'll pick up tomorrow.